37-yard line. No huddle for Gannon. He looks to his second option. Going deep. He's got Rice. Touchdown.
This is the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio.
So glad you're with me today. Today is one of my favorite days of the entire year. It's the opening day. It's the kickoff of the 2021 NFL season. 1-888-914-9149 is the number to call. And as you could have guessed from the show open, I have a guest on the show today for an NFL preview. And he is an analyst for CBS Sports Network and also for the Sirius XM satellite radio NFL coverage. He played quarterback in the NFL for 17 seasons, including his magical most valuable player season for the Raiders, as Chris Berman might say, in 2002. And that was the year he also led that franchise to Super Bowl 37. He's also a Relevant Radio super fan. Rich Gannon is my guest today. Rich, thanks for taking the time. How are you?
I'm doing well, brother. How are you? I'm sure you're as fired up as I am for the start of the 2021 NFL season.
I am stoked, and I can't wait for the game tonight between the Buccaneers, defending champs, and the Cowboys. Going to get your predictions on that later, Rich, and also some conference championship, Super Bowl prophecies maybe, but I wanted to start off tonight by asking you your thoughts about some of the quarterback situations that are going on in the league through the eyes of a former QB. I want to talk to you a little bit about the situation in Chicago. Now, Chicago is obviously playing the Los Angeles Rams. I want to talk to you about that as well in just a minute. But lots of Relevant Radio listeners, of course, in the Chicago area. It's the headquarters of Relevant Radio. And just thinking about that situation with Justin Fields, obviously the Bears jumping up in round one to draft him. And you know that Coach Matt Nagy, he kind of wants to take the Lamborghini out of the garage. He wants to give the keys to Justin Fields. But he's kind of made this quote-unquote promise to Andy Dalton, who's going to start on Sunday night for the Bears against the Rams. He's kind of made some sort of promise to him. But what I want to ask you, Rich, is, number one, who do you think should be playing right now? And does Matt Nagy have an obligation to the 52 other guys on this team to start the best player at that position?
Listen, I know Matt well, and you know, here's a guy that played quarterback at my alma mater, so I think he understands the importance of the development of that quarterback position. And I don't think he wants to throw Justin Fields out there before he's ready. Now, people say, well, he looked good in the preseason. But, yeah, he's going against a bunch of rookies and first-year players. There's a handful of fronts and coverages that you see. You're not seeing a lot of pressures and blitzes and those type of things, not a lot of complicated schemes on third down, not a lot of game planning. And so, you know, I think you need to factor all that in. I think that, you know, Andy Dalton is a placeholder. I'd be surprised if Andy Dalton's still under center when October rolls around. I think we'll see Justin Fields sprinkled in. And at some point, you know, if Dalton struggles or if he gets nicked, then I think that they make the move. But I think it's important, not just whether or not the young quarterback is ready, but is the team ready for a young quarterback to play? They have a great offensive line. Are you able to run the football? Do you have some playmakers at tight end and wide receiver? So, you know, I think this is a team that, you know, I think is the third best team in that division behind the Vikings and the Packers. I still think they've got a ways to go, but they traded up from number 20 to number 11 to snag Justin Fields. He's the quarterback of the future. I think he'll be in there sooner rather than later.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, the offensive line is key, and the Bears really don't have much of one right now, and they want to make sure that this young kid doesn't get killed. He took a pretty big hit in the preseason against Buffalo, and that has to factor into Nagy's decision-making too, right?
It does, and look, I think it's, you know, people don't understand. They say, why, he looked good in the preseason. Yeah, but that's just part of the evaluation. They look at every day of practice, you know, team blitz period, a red zone period, a two-minute period. You know, they look at, you know, all the scrimmages and all the different work that they do, all the, you know, morning practice, the afternoon practice, you know, so all the stuff that they look at and factor in and say, where is he? Is he able to change plays in the line of scrimmage? Is he able to protect himself? Is he able to get us out of a bad play? You know, so those are all the things that you have to factor into. Look, there's no question Andy Dalton's an experienced guy. He's a veteran player. But he's not the long-term answer. He, you know, you look at him last year in Dallas. He actually played pretty good football his first 4 years in Cincinnati.
He
won 40 games his first 4 years. Yeah. He and A.J. Green, they had it rolling. But then he's really taken a turn for the worst. And, of course, last year he did not play particularly well, even actually the last couple of years. So I think Bear fans need to be patient. Justin Fields is going to play. It's probably going to be within the first month of the season. And at that point, I don't think there's any looking back.
My guest is Rich Gannon from Sirius XM Satellite Radio's NFL coverage. And speaking of somebody who probably is the answer quarterback for another franchise, who the Bears are going to play on Sunday Night Football, the Los Angeles Rams, obviously a huge trade in the offseason, getting Matthew Stafford from the Lions. And I want your thoughts on this, Rich, because there are a lot of people around football who are big fans of football who aren't that high on Matthew Stafford. I follow an NFL scout, a former scout on Twitter. I'm not going to say who it is, but he has always been down on Stafford, saying, oh, he's never won anything at any level. I'm guessing you have a slightly different take on Stafford's abilities and what he can do in L.A.
Yeah, look, it's amazing. He's never won a playoff game. He's only been in the playoffs three times in his career in Detroit. And I will say this. This is the best thing that ever happened to Matthew Stafford. He's going to a good football team. It's the best offensive line he's ever played with. It's the best supporting cast he's ever played with. He has a number one defense, behind him. And he's got one of the best play callers in all of football, Sean McVay. I just think that Stafford has a chance to have a really special year. And I think it's a huge upgrade over Jared Goff. If there's any question about that, I think Goff was holding this team back. And I just think that this is going to be a marriage made in heaven when you look at Sean McVay and Matthew Stafford. And I'm happy for Stafford, Cal. Okay, look, he had a tough go of it in Detroit.
And
let's be honest, that's not an easy place to play.
No, it isn't. And when you look at, as you mentioned, him linking up with Sean McVay, this offensive mastermind, how much does this remind you of when you linked up with Chucky in Oakland with John Gruden and when you guys made magic together in Oakland?
What's amazing is Sean McVay was a young intern on John Gruden's offensive staff in Tampa Bay, and then he eventually got elevated to the coach the wide receivers, and then the rest is history. And youngest head coach in the NFL, and he's been that for the last 5 years. I mean, he's a really talented coach. He's a great communicator. He sees the game through the eyes of the quarterback, and I just think he does a terrific job. He's very innovative, and I just think that Stafford's really – I mean, think about all the change and turnover around Stafford. It just seems like every year there's a different coordinator, different running back, different offensive line.
Yep.
I think that the stability is going to be really important for Matthew Stafford.
Absolutely. And shifting back to the NFC North for a minute, or what Chris Berman used to call the Norris division of the NFL. In Minnesota, where you now live and where you started your career with the Vikings, Kirk Cousins, their quarterback, who is not vaccinated against COVID. We saw a little bit of the chaos that ensued with Cam Newton in New England. And obviously, when he had to leave the team for a few days during the preseason, I'm not saying that this is the reason why he lost that starting job to Mac Jones. I think Mac Jones had it going on, obviously, himself. And if you have any thoughts on that, you can let me know. But I want you to talk a little bit about the COVID situation in the league this year. Tom Brady actually says that it might be worse than last year, because if you test positive, you could potentially miss two games because you're out for 10 days if you test positive. How do you see this shaking out with teams? And if you're on the Minnesota Vikings, what are your thoughts on this with respect to Cousins?
Well, I know it's a concern for the general manager, Rick Spielman, and certainly for the head coach, Mike Zimmer. I mean, it creates some challenges. He's not the only quarterback. You look at Carson Wentz in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. He's not vaccinated either.
Right.
So what happens is when you're not vaccinated, there's a big hurdles to go through. You have to get tested every day. You have to be masked up in the facility in every meeting room. There's certain areas where you're not allowed to go. It's a lot of work, and that's his choice. I would tell you that the overwhelming majority is a number of teams that have everyone vaccinated. The majority of the teams have, I think, 95 or 99% of the players vaccinated, and the numbers are very high. And they have different tiers. I was out doing preseason games with the Raiders, and if you're in the front office, or if you're in tickets, or you're in marketing, you're not allowed down on the lower level where the players eat and where the players practice, players work out, players' locker rooms are. So it's very, very, there's quarantines, there's areas where they can and cannot go. The NFL is not fooling around. The NFL does not want this to be a problem. I think the NFL did a terrific job last year managing it, as did the networks. And I just think that that's going to be much of the same. I honestly think it's going to be business as usual. I think that the teams have done a fantastic job really locking up their facilities and making sure that and the NFL has had input into the facilities and has sent people out to monitor the facilities. I don't know what more the NFL could possibly do.
Yeah, it's hard to suggest anything more they could have done. You're listening to the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. My guest is Rich Gannon, a former NFL QB and MVP of the league. And now that you're in broadcasting, Rich, last time you were on the program, we talked a little bit about what it's like as a player in the NFL, trying to live your faith out in the league, trying to share your faith with other players. But now that you've made the transition from the field to the broadcast booth, behind the microphone, in media, covering the league, how are you able to... I wonder if there's any differences when it comes to trying to evangelize when you're in the media among your colleagues there, and how might that be different from being a player?
Cale, it's a great question. And, you know, there's just so many opportunities. I say it all the time. You know, we sit down to have a meal and, you know, I pray. And I get up on Sunday morning long before we leave for the stadium and I find a way to get to Mass. The great story is my broadcast partner for the last 10 years at CBS, Kevin Harlan, his spotter and statistician, Pat McGrath from Chicago, is one of my dear friends. And he'll text me on Saturday night and say, Rich, I'll meet you in the lobby at 7 a.m. You know, Mass is at 7:30 and it's a 15-minute walk. So we know where all the Catholic churches are and every NFL city. And I just think that, you know, and people know, people on our crew know that. There's times where we said, hey, the pickup is at 8. Well, we're not going to be back from church until 8:15. Can we make it an 8:15 pickup from the hotel to the stadium? So, Cale, it's important to me, my faith. It's how I live my life. And there's so many opportunities when I'm at the airport or when somebody walks by or when I'm at breakfast and the server comes over and I say, we're going to say a prayer. How can I be praying for you today? There's so many opportunities to share our faith, to be, to witness. And that's what we're all called to do. I mean, I think one of the things, you know, that Catholics that maybe isn't our fastball is the fact that, you know, yeah, we spend time in the Bible and we go to church and we pray, but we're not as comfortable sharing our faith. And that's what we're called to do. That's why, you know, Jesus went down to the Sea of Galilee and recruited those disciples. And that's what we're called to do. We're all called to be fishers of men. And that's the opportunity that you have and that I have every day. And bless you for your work and your vocation on Relevant Radio, because I listen all the time. I have it on my car all the time. And it's important to me, and my faith is it's an opportunity to live my life and to be able to share with the wonderful blessings that the Lord has bestowed upon me, and I'm just so grateful. Honestly, I'm just so grateful that I have that relationship, and I'm just feel blessed.
Oh man, well we're blessed that you listen in your car and you listen so often. You do so much good work spreading the good news about Relevant Radio. We thank you for that. And by the way, that's a great tip to ask your server. Oh, how can I pray? We're gonna say grace here. How can I pray for you? I'm gonna use that.
Absolutely,
I love that.
Yeah, that's awesome. You'd be surprised at the responses. Some people are just, you know, they. Yeah, I could tell you some great stories, but it's an opportunity to let know people. And honestly, my wife and I, we have these prayer lists, and it just seems like right now they're just so long. But I tell people all like, hey, how can I be praying for you? And you know, I always learned a long time ago, don't tell someone you're going to pray for them and not do it. I write it down. I put it on my phone. I stop what I'm doing and I try to follow up. Praying, the power of prayer is absolutely incredible. I've seen it so many times. And I know people pray for me, and I just know that praying for others, I know our God is a loving God, and He hears the call. He hears our prayers, and He hears our requests, and He's just so faithful, and we're just so blessed.
Oh, that's just incredible to hear, Rich. My guest is Rich Gannon, former NFL QB, NFL analyst for CBS Sports Network and Sirius XM Satellite Radio. And by the way, you can listen to Rich every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on Sirius XM from 12 to 3 Eastern with Bruce Murray on their NFL coverage, and that's an incredible gig. You get to talk football 3 times a week with Bruce, and I always look forward to hearing your insights.
Cale, here's what I'm going to do. We're going to do a home and away. I'm going to come and I'm going to sub for you, and then you're going to sub for me, and you're going to do my show, and you're going to spend the whole 3 hours talking about the Buffalo Bills. I know it. I just know that's what's going to happen.
Oh man, that's a lot of pressure. Wow. And yeah, 3 hours of 3 hours of talking about how Josh Allen can sling it. I don't know if your listeners can handle that, but before you go, because I know you got to get out and I want to respect your time, but I've got to get your I know you pray a lot, but we're going to see if you're a prophet here. What are your conference championship predictions and Super Bowl call for this year? What do you think?
Well, let's start with the NFC. I think we're going to see the Tampa Bay Buccaneers repeat. This is a really good football team. All 22 starters from that Super Bowl team return. I don't know how they found a way to do that, but they did. I think they beat up on the Cowboys tonight, and I think they once again win the NFC. And I think on the other side of it, you got to look at the team that was there again last year, Kansas City. They addressed their offensive line. They addressed some issues they had defensively. They've got, I think, the best offensive player in the game and Patrick Mahomes, and I just think that Andy Reid does a terrific job, not only as a head coach but as a play caller. I think the Chiefs and Bills will be back in the AFC championship game. I do like the Kansas City Chiefs, and in the NFC I think you could see another repeat of last year's NFC championship game. I think the Packers are a good football team, but I like the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers defense, people don't talk enough about how good their defense is, and they really got after Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs last year. I think they get after Dak Prescott and the Cowboys tonight. I think this is going to be a one-sided game down there in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, when you think about what Tampa Bay did last year with no training camp and Tom's first season there, now that they've kind of got those kinks worked out and they're bringing back almost everybody, and you know that everybody wants to come there and play with Tom, it's a great situation. And yeah, it's hard to see them falling off any. Of course, it's very hard to repeat, but it's hard to see them falling off in their performance. And I'm hurt, Rich, that you said my Bills aren't going to get over the hump against the Chiefs. But I don't know.
The quarterback's going to be the MVP. I think he's got a chance. He's that type of player. I mean, it's amazing to me when people were criticizing him his rookie year. So he's a 52% completion guy. He's not an accurate enough quarterback. The second year, he's up around 59%. And last year, he was just under 70%.
That's an incredible progression.
Isn't that amazing? And people say, oh, he's not accurate. He'll never be an accurate thrower of the football. It's ridiculous. I mean, and these are NFL analysts that just simply don't understand the progression. This kid's a really, really good football player, and I'm excited to see the Bills this year.
Okay, so you heard it here first on Relevant Radio. Josh Allen MVP, go to Vegas. where the Raiders – by the way, how excited are you to see fans in Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas?
Yeah, I did some preseason games out there, and it's quite the facility. It's who would have thought, 5 years ago, certainly not 25 years ago, that there would ever be an NFL team in Las Vegas. But the Raiders built an incredible stadium, and I think that their facility is probably even more impressive. Now they just got to all they got to do now is win. You know, they've had three straight years where they hadn't had a winning season under John Gruden. This is a really important year for that organization. I think they've improved defensively, but they've got a tough schedule. There's no question about that.
Absolutely. It's an amazing-looking facility. Now, if only Mark Davis could afford a decent haircut, but that's another story for another day. Anyways, my guest has been Rich Gannon from CBS Sports Network and Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Again, you can hear him every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 12 to 3 Eastern with Bruce Murray. And man, thanks for taking the time, Rich. I know you're into
the best, brother. I appreciate you having me.
I appreciate you too. And next time we'll have to talk about your love of wine, because I read about you in the Wine Spectator magazine and how you're into that. And I'm sure you're going to enjoy a nice glass tonight watching the game. So hope you have a good one. And thanks for taking the time.
I hope everyone enjoys the game. It should be a good one.
It should be a good one.
See you, buddy.
All right, that was Rich Gannon. At Rich Gannon 12 is his Twitter handle. You can follow him there if you need him. Wow, what a great interview, and it's always great to hear from a great fan of Relevant Radio and a great person, a much better person than he was a football player, and that's saying something, Rich Gannon. I'm going to be right back on the Cale Clark Show, 888-914-9149. Hang with me.